GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today, we're diving into a mixed bag of crypto salary insights, regulatory drama, and a bit of that classic CZ controversy. Let's kick it off with the money talk. In the ever-evolving landscape of crypto jobs, one role that's grabbing attention is that of the crypto treasury analyst. As we look towards 2026, these analysts are set to earn anywhere from $90,000 to a hefty $300,000 per year, depending on their experience and the protocol in question. For those unfamiliar, crypto treasury analysts are the financial navigators of the blockchain seas. Their job isn't just about counting coins, it's about managing the financial assets and liquidity of crypto protocols in a way that balances risk and opportunity. This requires not only a sound understanding of blockchain tech, but also a keen sense of crypto market dynamics. Unlike traditional finance roles that stick to fiat currencies and routine financial instruments, these analysts have the daunting task of dealing with the roller coaster that is digital assets. For anyone eyeing a career change in crypto, this is a role that promises both challenge and reward. Switching gears from salaries to somewhat spicy crypto personalities, let's talk about Changpeng Zhao, better known as CZ of Binance fame. CZ recently stirred the pot by praising a no-KYC decentralized exchange, Hyperliquid, as awesome on a podcast with Galaxy Research's Alex Thorne. This is eyebrow-raising, especially since less than a year ago, CZ was pardoned by none other than Donald Trump for running an exchange without a proper anti-money laundering program. 4 months in the slammer for that one. The irony here is not lost on anyone who's been around the crypto block for a while. What's more, the founder of OKX is pointing fingers at CZ, suggesting he might be secretly backing Hyperliquid. If true, this adds a whole new layer to the narrative of decentralized exchanges versus regulatory compliance. It's a reminder that in crypto, history often doesn't just rhyme, it repeats with added drama. Now on to some serious business. Binance and its looming regulatory woes in the European Union. The clock is ticking down fast as Binance faces the possibility of being ousted from the EU. Greece's Hellenic Capital Market Commission is reportedly set to reject Binance's application for a MiCA license, a license that's crucial for operating within all 27 EU member states. Come July 1st, Binance might find itself locked out of a market comprising 450 million people. That's not just a hit. It's like losing an entire continent. Binance's choice of Greece as its EU regulatory home base now seems like a gamble that might not pay off. The MiCA regulatory framework was supposed to simplify things with its passporting system, but it also placed immense pressure on firms to pick the right regulatory partner. If Binance does get the boot, it's a sobering reminder of how fast regulatory tides can turn and how even giants can falter under their weight. So, what do these stories mean for crypto jobs and builders? For treasury analysts and potential hires, the growing salaries highlight a maturing market that values financial expertise in digital asset management. For those keeping tabs on crypto's regulatory landscape, be prepared. The repercussions of Binance's possible EU exit could send shockwaves through hiring and expansion strategies across Europe. Just remember, in crypto, adaptability is as essential as innovation. That's all for today's rundown. Keep an eye on those unfolding narratives, and as always, stay sharp, stay skeptical. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.